coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch. Wait, let's get some help from Eli Lev.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it! At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
It's a special Friday edition because Sarah's here.
I'm here.
Sarah's here on a Friday.
I sure am.
She's hardly ever here on a Friday.
I'm here on a Friday because I took Wednesday off, but also because we have a special guest coming in.
That's right. And a guest that you booked personally. Yes, because you're best friends on the Insta face.
We're besties on Insta. No, that's the only way we communicate.
That's right.
That's all.
Head coach and general manager for our Maine Nordiques, Nick Skerlick, is going to be joining us in studio momentarily. We're very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm hoping he remembers and he gets out of bed.
Yeah, we all hope that.
Yeah.
It kind of throws a monkey wrench into our plans when the guest doesn't show up.
Yeah, and our plans to interview him.
Right.
He'll be here.
Then we have to do our best Clint Eastwood impression and interview an empty chair.
Empty chair.
Right?
Or I could pretend to be Nick Skerlick and you could interview me.
That's right. We could do that as well.
Because that would be hilarious.
Actually, even if he does show up, let's do that.
I should still pretend to be him.
Yeah. I'll be like, so when's the last time Sarah messaged you on the Instaface?
I only respond to his messages.
So, before we get to all that, what do you say we take a look at some headlines for Friday, August 29th?
The Maine Community College System's enrollment is up for the third straight year. Nearly 16,000 students have enrolled, representing a 3% increase from last year. Central Maine Community College saw the largest increase at 14%. This is the last class of students eligible for the state's free community college program.
The City of Auburn announced the ribbon cutting for its new PAL Center at 24 Chestnut Street. The celebration will take place next Friday, September 5th at 3:30 p.m., The city will officially open the doors to the center dedicated to youth community and connection.
That's a huge building.
It is.
It's
going to do a lot of good.
It sure is. That's a really busy part of town. There's a lot of kids roaming around, so having that open again will be really helpful. After 78 years on the air, WLAM 1470 in Lewiston, Auburn has signed off. WLAM went live on September 4th, 1947, and was known for providing the Twin Cities with music, news, and sports. The station went dark due to the high cost of power and utilities.
It's a sad day.
That is a sad day.
Yeah, especially for a legacy station like that. Nearly 8 decades.
That's crazy. We hate losing things like that.
We sure do.
For our community.
And the Auburn Fire Department announced the promotion of Lieutenant Justin Carver to the rank of captain.
Whoa!
Captain Carver has been with the department since 2012 and has held the rank of lieutenant since 2021. He was educated in local schools and graduated from Central Maine Community College with a degree in business management and administration.
You want to talk about the weather?
Let's take a look at the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. I love the weather. Although it is slightly cloudy today with some afternoon showers, we really need that. We'll have a high of 69 and a low of 53. There will be a mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 68 and a low of 54. And mostly sunny on Sunday with highs in the low 70s, which is great for me because it's move-in day for most college students, including mine.
It's a big day for you.
It's a big day. I'm just going to cry.
Is this the last one?
It's the last one.
Senior this year?
He's a senior. Yeah, I don't. My brain can't wrap itself around how this little tiny boy of mine is a grown man who's about to have a college degree and a home of his own. Like, I'm just
That
baffled.
Means you did a fantastic job.
You think so?
I do.
Oof, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't? He's graduating college.
I know.
And he's moving out.
I don't know.
So what more could a parent ask for?
I don't know that I can take credit for it is what I mean to say. Like, I think he was just born with perfection. I got real lucky. Did it right on the first try.
I think a parent or two had to foster.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, he's just a really good
kid. Give yourself a little credit.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid. He's a great kid.
He's a pretty
look at that kid.
Fantastic kid. It's true.
He's going to be a graduating beaver.
Oh, the Beavs.
Go Beavs.
Go Beavers.
In sports, Trevor Story and Rob Refsnyder homered, and Garrett Crochet gave up just two runs over six innings to lead the Red Sox over the Baltimore Orioles 3-2. Boston heads home for a weekend series against the Pittsburgh Pirates starting tonight at 7.
Do you think the Red Sox are just hiring people with sillier and sillier names? Like Refsnyder is like, I've never heard that name before.
Well, what about the kid they just called up? They call him the Password.
Because they can't
His name is Justinkson Garcia.
Justinkson.
Justinkson.
Like every consonant in his name.
That's why they call him the Password.
That's hilarious.
Right? So Refsnyder's not looking so bad right now, is it?
Oh, no. I still like Crochet. I like to imagine him out there on the pitcher's mound between batters just knitting.
Of course you do.
That's silly. And the Maine Nordiques fell to the Northeast Generals 6-4. Not bad. In a preseason matchup yesterday, the final red versus blue game of training camp will take place tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Norway Savings Bank Arena, and admission is free. So if you're not busy tomorrow at 2, pop on over. Check them out preseason.
That's right.
For free.
You can see Nick Skrlik in action.
Yeah. Well.
The bench boss for the
Nordiques. The bench Nordiques. Boss. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see him put on some skates.
He played for a while.
Right. Yeah, he did.
And then as soon as, we'll get into this when he shows up, but shortly after he retired as a player, he was a scout, and then he started coaching.
Oh, yeah. He was turned around quick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He is a hockey lifer, as they say in the biz. Mm-hmm. All right. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Swimming
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays. Sarah, what do you say we take a look at some FPBs for August the 29th?
Love to.
All righty then. We only have three.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Rebecca De Mornay, who is 66 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
I think she became famous starring opposite Tom Cruise in Risky Business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was in The Slugger's Wife and Backdraft and The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
She was super creepy in that
super
one.
Super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Deborah Van Valkenburg is 73 years old today. You're probably too young to remember her, but there was a sitcom back in the day called Too Close for Comfort.
And I remember that.
Do you?
What's his name?
Ted Knight.
Ted Knight.
Yeah, the incomparable Ted Knight. Yeah, he was so good in that.
Funny. What a great street man for comedy, huh?
That's right. She played one of his daughters.
Yeah.
And yeah, I loved that show. She was also in the cult film classic The Warriors in 1979.
Okay.
And rounding out FPBs for August the 29th is legendary actor Elliot Gould, who is 87 years old today.
Love him.
He's great.
He is great. He was in the Oceans series.
Yes. Yeah, his breakthrough role was in the film Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice in 1969.
Oh, he's been around, huh?
Yeah. He also played Trapper in the MASH movie in 1970.
He was Ross and Monica's dad on Friends.
That's right. Yes. What was his character's name? Jack Geller.
Oh.
And he's also he's also a member of Saturday Night Live's Five Timers Club.
Is he?
Yeah, he hosted the show six times between 1976 and 1980.
Wow.
So there you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Nice. Oh, well, we have to remember Gene Wilder, who 9 years ago in 2016 passed away at the age of 83. He was part of that fantastic power couple with Gilda Radner. They were something, huh?
What an incredible actor.
Yeah. The range of that guy.
When you're a favorite of Mel Brooks, you know you're onto something.
You're onto something.
I mean,
yeah,
Young
right.
Frankenstein, oh, Blazing so Saddles.
Frankenstein.
Sorry. My bad. Yeah, I absolutely love Gene Wilder.
Yeah, he was great. And of course, he was Willy Wonka.
That's right.
In the original movie.
Yep.
And he was so good in that.
Yeah.
So good.
And then later in his career, did some movies with Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like Stir Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just awesome.
16 years ago in 2009, Mexico City set a Guinness World Record for the largest thriller dance with a total of 13,597 people dancing like zombies.
Did you ever learn that dance?
I only learned the claw part.
The like T-Rex part?
Yeah, because obviously for me, that's
right.
The best part. Oh, 20 years ago in 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, killing at least 1,800 people and flooding New Orleans after the levees broke.
And some communities there, I didn't read the story, but I saw a headline recently that some communities in New Orleans still have not fully recovered.
I'm not surprised by that. It was devastating.
Yeah, 2 decades ago. Yeah,
it was absolutely devastating.
Horrific.
We're still solidly in hurricane season until the end of November.
Yep.
So. 28 years ago in 1997, Netflix was founded.
What?
You remember that?
I do.
Back then, it was just DVD rental service, and they didn't start streaming until 2007.
Yeah, you get that red envelope in your mailbox,
did
and
you
you're
do
like,
it?
It's going to be a good night tonight.
Yeah, I did it too.
I am watching Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, you have to return it to Hannaford.
That was Redbox.
That was Redbox.
I don't know if you could return Netflix to Hannaford, but I know Hannaford had the red box. But
you're right. I'm getting them confused because they both had the red envelopes. Yeah, you just
right.
put it back in the mail.
Yep,
you
put it back in the mail. Yeah, they sent you some envelopes with it.
I remember when we switched to like streaming without the DVDs, and I was like, this feels weird.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
On-demand stuff.
It is weird now that we have so little physical media of anything.
You have mentioned to me that you have gotten rid of your CDs.
Yeah, I had hundreds, probably well between 300 to 400 CDs.
I'm just not ready to cut the cord for that, and I don't know why. I'm just not ready.
Yeah, once I decided I was done, I'm like, hey, kids, have at it.
Take it.
Take whatever you want.
Mm.
And then I think the rest of them, Salvation Army, Goodwill, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Bull Moose still buys them.
They do.
Yeah. Just, I'm not ready to part with them, I guess. We'll search, like, because you know, we have every streaming service. So we'll search and see if something is on one of the streaming services before we'll go to the DVD.
Yeah.
But it's a real treat to, like, not find something and then be like, I have it on DVD.
Right, right.
Like, we can just watch it on DVD. I'm never getting rid of them.
Ever.
Ever. 48 years ago in 1977, three people were arrested in Memphis, Tennessee. After trying to steal Elvis's body.
I have never heard of this until today.
I never have either. It's crazy. As a result of that incident, the king's corpse was moved to Graceland, where there is security.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? What are you going to do with zombie Elvis?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was buried with jewelry that they wanted.
I think they just wanted his body.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's a little morbid.
It is morbid.
I wonder if those people were ever interviewed.
Like, we should Google them, see where they are now.
I know. I'm sure they were by the police, but...
they were interviewed by the police, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, what's the motivation there?
I don't know. Just to have it, I guess?
What, do you hang out on a street corner? Hey, got any interest in Elvis's body?
You want to see the dead corpse of the king of rock and roll? It's going to be cool. You don't want to? Okay.
If you want to see it, it's $5 and I got to open my trunk.
Hang on. It's so morbid.
It is.
59 years ago in 1966, the Beatles played their last public concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco.
And then it ended.
And they were done.
It was all over.
The Beatles are one of those bands where it's like, wait, you're super successful and now you're just done?
Did you get into the Beatles? Like, I had a friend who was absolutely obsessed with the Beatles.
I wouldn't say that I was obsessed with the Beatles. I did take two classes in college that were strictly about the Beatles.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I like the Beatles. It was one of my first albums that I bought for myself was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is like a rock opera. It's so good. I love that. But,
yeah.
You know, I didn't get into the whole screaming, ah,
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate what they did for music. And I do think, obviously, they have some great songs, but I just never get into them.
No. I do think it's cool when a band is like at the top of something and then they're like, okay, peace out. We did what we needed to do. Like the Police is another example of that. Like, couldn't have gotten any bigger. And they were like, okay.
And then you got bands that hold on like 20 years too long.
Too long.
Like, I don't know. Motley Crue.
I knew you were going to say Motley Crue.
I would say Vince Neil more than Motley Crue. Vince Neil is just, he's on stage admitting to people that he's just stealing their money. He's not even saying words.
I can't believe you paid for this.
He goes, what is wrong with you people?
What's wrong with you?
Can you hear me?
I got Elvis's body in the trunk if you want to spend a little more money.
Come see me after the show. You won't be able to understand what I'm saying, but still.
Incoherently babbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are your OTDs for today.
For August the 29th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Sarah, we hit a milestone.
I know.
Yesterday on the podcast, and it was totally lost on me until I uploaded the episode, and I changed the number, and I'm like, wow. We're at 250 episodes.
So next year on that day, should say, last year on this day.
We made
250 episodes. Yeah, that's a pretty, I mean, how many podcasts ever get to even 100 episodes, let alone 200 plus 50?
I will tell you, not many.
Not many.
I did some research.
Yeah.
And a lot of new podcasts out there don't make it past 3 episodes.
Wow. Well,
Yeah. And the ones that do, 90% of the ones that make it past 3 episodes don't make it past 20.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
It is pretty crazy. We just celebrated a year. Like last week
we
was
did.
A year of us podcasting here with Lydia's Media Company. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So who knew? We didn't know what we were doing
now
when we first started this little venture.
I mean, we've come a long way. If you could see the equipment even that Mark has introduced to the studio every couple months, I'm like, wow, we're really like...
Yeah. I like to up my game every now and again.
Yeah, the big table really did a little something for you.
Well, that's what did it.
Yeah, the big table.
You should see my desk earlier. It was the size of a postage stamp.
I know, you didn't have room to put anything on it. You had a stool next to you so you could have your coffee.
I had all 4 microphones hanging off the desk, a laptop computer, and I had my little recorder.
Now we can't see you from behind your giant computer monitor.
Right.
You got a big board with a whole bunch of microphones. We got boom mics up in this business.
We got it all.
We need some lighting now. We should get some cool lighting. Yeah. And now we've got to start doing video recordings. We need to start. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We need to start recording video.
I don't know if anybody wants that.
I want to see it.
Okay.
People want to see me come in from the gym super sweaty. That's what they all want.
That's what they want. So, I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's amazing.
Milestone, 250 episodes, and who knows, maybe we'll hit another 250.
I'm sure. We'll
be talking about 500 next year.
We're gonna.
We hope.
Yeah.
And another thing I wanted to talk about is something that you mentioned to me this morning.
What's that?
Your little adventure.
Oh, gosh.
On the lake yesterday.
Oh, my back. So many people know I am an avid paddle boarder, and I... will occasionally, not occasionally, every time I paddleboard, I jump off my board and I swim. And I did that yesterday, and it was a little bit windy. And when I came up from my swim, my paddle was gone. Just gone. Nowhere to be found.
So let me ask you, when you jump off your board to swim, what do you do with your paddle?
I usually will tuck my paddle underneath the bungees on the front of my board.
Okay.
And I must not have tucked it deep enough in. I've been paddling for 5 years. This is the first time that I've ever even dropped my paddle in the water. So my paddle must have tipped off the board when I jumped in to swim. And when I came up, I couldn't find it. I couldn't see it. I assumed it would float because, again, I've never dropped it in the water. So I'm looking down the pond because it's very, very windy. It's nowhere to be found. So I'm like, all right, it must have dropped where I jumped in. And of course, I've blown down the pond now. So I have to like swim back to where and I got to bring the board with me. So I'm going to like drag the board, swim back to where I jumped in and look around. Like I'm looking down in the water. I can't find it anywhere. And I am all the way across the pond from the beach, like where I parked. So I had to paddle, hand paddle back from across the pond to the beach. And let me tell you, that was a workout because it was windy.
And you went to the gym today.
I got up and went to the gym today and I was doing lat pullovers and I was like, oh no, those muscles are mad. Yeah, I got a little like cramp in my subscapular area today that's not letting go. So that's a, yeah, that's a result of those hand paddles across the pond. Because you got to lay on your stomach and like do like a butterfly motion to get your paddles to paddle yourself back. Yeah.
And those boards are fairly wide.
It's 36 inches across.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're at a, your arms are at a 90 degree basically the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite an adventure. You know, I think about when things like that happen and I think about like how other people respond to them. I was just laughing.
Yeah.
I was just laughing. I was like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever.
I mean, you weren't in danger. It was
It
was a massive inconvenience.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, like, somebody who was new at paddling, if that had happened to them, I'm not sure they would have been able to do what I did. Like, also somebody who's maybe not as strong would not have been able to do what I did because it was really windy. Like, if I had stopped paddling, I would have blown right back where I started. So it was a, it was like a 20-minute straight paddle across the water without stopping.
I think I would have just climbed back on the board, laid on my back, and just took a nap and see where the...
Find out where you end up. Well, I did have my phone, so I could have called for a ride, I suppose, wherever I landed. It was funny. I was in the water, like, looking for my paddle, and a loon popped up, like, 10 feet away from me. And I was like, hey, do you see my paddle?
And the loon's going, hey, want to see Elvis's body?
I was like, no, but if you see my paddle, let me know. And of course, so I get back to the beach and it's almost closing time over at the park because I was over at Rank Pond.
Yeah.
And I'm really, I'm familiar with all of the park rangers. They all know me. Like, I, they see me almost every day. So the guy was like, hey, I wish I knew his name. I don't remember this guy's name. But he's like, hey, how was your paddle? And I was like, I lost my paddle. And he goes, we got tons of extras. They toss up all the time. He's like, you want another one? I was like, oh, I have an extra in my car, but I might take you up on that. He's like, you just let me know. I'll get you a new paddle.
Yeah, it's
like,
good to know.
Well, thanks.
They're out there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure people drop paddles all the time.
Yeah.
They must. They must drop paddles all the time. But yeah, that was my first time. And I was pretty embarrassed. But it turned out okay.
You like, came out of it safe and sound.
I was fine, yeah. And again, like, these are the sorts of things when I tell my significant other what happened, he's like, I need a bubble for you. Like, I need to put you in a bubble. I need to wrap you up and prevent you from doing things that that are scary or cause you harm. Like, well, that's not living, though.
Yeah, you can't be bubbled.
I can't. I'm not a person who could be bubbled.
No. Nope.
I think that everybody's learned that about me at this point. You just hang on for the ride and see what happens.
See where it goes.
See where it takes us. We might end up across the pond. You never know.
End up downstream needing a paddle. Who knows?
You never know.
All right, Sarah, it appears that Coach Nick Skrlic has ghosted us.
Ghosted us.
We got ghosted by the Skrls. We have a backup plan.
Sure we do.
I've seen this done on the internets.
Oh, the webs?
On the interwebs, yes. People go back and forth with dad jokes, and the first one to laugh loses.
Okay.
Okay?
So
for my birthday, Sarah got me a pack of dad jokes. Mm-hmm. There's like an endless supply of dad jokes that we have here in the studio now.
It's going to be fun.
So I think what we'll do is just that.
All right. So I'm going to have to try not to laugh at your dad jokes.
If you laugh, you lose.
Okay.
This is like the old make me laugh game. Remember
got
that?
Got it.
We got to bring that back.
That's good.
Joe DeShane. Ran that for a while.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
It was a lot.
I never got to participate, but I've seen it done.
It was good. I found a loophole.
Oh.
We were at the Union Fair. There was, I think, he brought a girl on stage. I think she was probably between 8-10 years old or whatever. And she was just a rock. She stood there. She knew the drill. She knew she wasn't supposed to laugh. And she sat there and was just impervious to any of our jokes.
Okay.
So I started playing Simon Says with her. And I said, Simon Says, do this. And I smiled, showing my teeth. And she did too.
Oh.
And I got booed mercilessly by the crowd.
Oh, no. They knew. They're mad at you.
Yeah. They were like, that wasn't fair. Mm-mm. Like, I played by the rules. All right. So here we go.
You're going to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Since it was your birthday present.
That's right. All right. Sarah, How does a penguin build its house?
I don't know.
It glues it together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. That is how it's done.
I think, too, since we both have heard so many jokes in our lives, if we know the punchline, we can blurt it out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I actually didn't know that one. hey, did you hear the rumor about butter?
I did not.
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
Sarah, why don't skeletons ever go trick-or-treating?
I don't know.
Because they have no body to go with.
Ah.
That was a smirk.
Yes.
You smirked.
Is it laugh or smile?
No, just laugh.
Okay, all right. What did one ocean say to the other ocean?
I don't know.
Nothing. They just waved.
What?
Can I laugh at my own joke? Because that was hilarious.
You can laugh at your own. Yes. What did the grape do when he got stepped on?
I don't know.
He let out a little whine.
Ah. What's the... I'm laughing at my own joke. What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
A tire.
Oh, you knew that one. Yeah.
Which bear is the most condescending?
I don't know.
A panda.
Oh.
This is...
That's all right.
That's bad.
Why do melons have weddings?
I don't know.
Because they cantaloupe. Right. Ah, yep. That was pretty close.
That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, this is right up your alley. Mm-hmm. I used to work in a shoe recycling shop.
Oh.
It was soul destroying.
That's funny.
S-O-L-E.
I'm laughing now. Is that the same?
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
But I do like how you said, that's funny. That's what you want to hear on stage, too. You know, when you're doing stand-up and somebody in the front row goes, that was funny.
That was funny.
Oh, you know what a dead giveaway is? If you laugh.
You're laughing. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
I did not.
Great food. No atmosphere. Oh. Laughing at my own joke.
All right. This doesn't count as mine. I want to run this by you because it makes zero sense to me.
Oh, okay.
What do you call a donkey with only three legs?
I don't know.
A wonky. Is it because it's unstable?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a dumb dad joke.
It is stupid.
That doesn't count.
Sarah, after dinner, my wife asked if I could clear the table. I needed a running start, but I made it.
Oh, I get it.
Get it?
Yeah, it took me a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's another running joke. What do sprinters eat before a race? Nothing. They fast. I got him.
That was pretty good.
Was that the delivery
it
or
was the
joke?
Delivery. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? That's half the battle.
They fast.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Last week, do you remember when we went over some new dictionary words?
I kind of remember.
Kind of remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, dictionary.com.
Are there more?
Another dictionary service. They added a ton of new words as well. And I want to run five by you.
Okay.
One of them is kiss cam.
Oh.
We all know what it is, but there was never a formal definition.
Okay.
Dictionary.
Oh, that's interesting. How odd.
Yeah, and I think maybe because of the whole controversy thing with the Coldplay concert.
They had to. AI didn't know what it was, so they had to create a definition.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Yeah, I know, right? That was a weird situation.
Totally.
I don't. Anyway.
There's a new word on dictionary.com called both-sidism. That's the practice or habit of representing opposing arguments as equally strong or valid.
I feel like that's more than one word.
Well, they just smushed them all together.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess words are phrases. I don't know.
Yeah. Sainwash. Have you ever heard of Sainwash?
No, what is that?
To misrepresent something as sensible or acceptable, even though it's crazy or extreme.
Like brainwash, but that's funny. That's clever.
Yep.
Yeah, Sainwash. Huh.
We also have congestion pricing.
That I don't, that's definitely more than one word.
Yeah, it said New York did it this year. Reducing excessive traffic by charging motorists a fee to drive a private vehicle into a city center.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about New York doing that. That's smart because there is so much accessible public transportation in big cities like New York and Boston and Los Angeles. Why are people tying up roadways with vehicles?
Yeah.
Congestion pricing?
Congestion pricing.
Interesting. Well, I guess it has to have a name, right? Besides just taxation. That's what it is.
And the last one is coffee badging. Being at work just long enough to have coffee or to swipe your badge to clock in. And then you split.
I've heard of that.
From home the rest of the day.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coffee badging.
Coffee badging.
Now it's got a term.
It has a name.
It's a dictionary.com.
Have you ever made up a word?
.com. No, but I made up a name. I remember my sister and I were like, we had some stuffed animals and we were trying to give them all names. And I named one of mine Flesm.
Flesm?
Yeah, like F-L-E-S-M.
Flesm.
Flesm. Because I'd never heard of it before. And
no. I'm like,
this might be a unique name.
Definitely.
So I named a stuffed animal.
Flesm.
Flesm.
Hmm.
You've made up words.
I think I make up words all the time.
All the time.
I used to work with somebody who would take two words that kind of made sense and put them together to make up their own word and just for real think that that was how the word was pronounced. So it's really funny. We used to call them Seanisms because you just make up words and think they were real. And I would, whenever he would do it, I would just smile to myself and be like, that's a good one.
Okay, before we go.
Yeah.
I have one more thing for you.
Sure. I'm checking one more time to see if he has responded. And he has not.
Actually, these are things you might be interested in.
Oh, tell me. I'd love to be interested in things.
The Guinness World Records celebrated its 70th birthday recently. Mm. And they did so by sharing a list of 70 records that no one has attempted yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Sarah, I think we got a few in here for you.
Okay. That I could break?
That you could break.
Sure. Okay.
Most high fives in 30 seconds.
With different individuals or the same person?
Doesn't say anything.
Oh, man. That's... What's the record now? Or is it never?
It's existed? Never been attempted.
Oh, come on. We could do five and that would be the record.
Right. But then it may be broken.
Yeah, but we would be the first ones to hold it.
That's true. You could add Guinness World Record holder to your bio.
Sure. We could do it right now.
Yeah. Fastest time to make a burrito. No one has ever attempted it.
No one's ever attempted. Again, one of those. This is the thing about it. No one has ever attempted.
Yeah.
You could be the fastest no matter what you do.
Longest marathon playing air guitar.
Oh, wow.
Right?
All right.
You could do that. Most anchovies eaten in one minute.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, me neither. Fastest 10-meter sprint while holding a balloon between your knees. Farthest distance by leapfrog jumps in 1 hour.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Fastest time to arrange a set of Scrabble tiles in alphabetical order.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fastest time to push an orange 100 meters with your nose. Yep. Greatest height to drop an egg without breaking it.
Oh.
Longest duration to balance a spoon on your nose. Longest paperclip chain in 1 minute.
These are funny.
Right?
Yeah.
Most movie theaters visited in a month.
Do you have to watch a movie or do you just have to visit the theater?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Most cans crushed with your foot in 1 minute.
Bare or with a shoe on?
You could do that.
I could probably do it.
Most fortune cookies eaten in 1 minute.
Oh.
Most headbands worn at once.
Wanted to attempt that.
Oh, I might attempt this one.
Okay.
Most Pringles eaten in 1 minute.
Oh, you just put like a whole stack. Yeah.
Like a wood chipper.
Yeah.
Most treats balanced on a dog's nose in 30 seconds.
Aww.
Most t-shirts put on in 1 minute.
Just keep layering them on.
Fastest time to ascend the height of Everest by bike. I'm all set there.
I'm not going to do that.
And finally, most whoopee cushions sat on in 1 minute by a team of two.
Somebody hold the record for one?
I would think so.
We should do that one. You and I could do that one.
Yeah. All right. There you go, folks. Have yourselves a great holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. And we don't know
back
what happened.
On Tuesday. Yeah.
We don't know what happened with Skrulls. We hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
Go see the Nords tomorrow at Norway Savings Bank Arena.
Oh, I just got a message from him.
What did he say?
Oh, my gosh. I had to run to the airport around 2 a.m. I'm still down here, and I'm so upset I didn't text you guys. Oh, and then Mother Trucker, I'm so sorry.
So he's not going to make it, is what you're telling
he's
me.
Still in Portland, okay. So no, he's not going to make it. That's okay. We can reschedule with Skrulls.
We'll reschedule. All right. You guys have yourselves a great three-day weekend. Hopefully, you'll get to enjoy the holiday on Monday. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat.